At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount, Henry Hinton, and Talk of the Town is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. It's the day Catholics have been waiting for. A priest in Rome leads the congregation during a special Mass this morning at St. Peter's Basilica, attended by cardinals from around the world. They'll meet today to begin deciding who will be the next pope. In Rome, ABC's Tom Rivers.
The 115 cardinals will start voting in their closed-door conclave in the Sistine Chapel in the first of an unknown number of rounds until someone receives two-thirds of the odds. This process could be relatively short or long. Looking for guidance, the cardinals began their task by attending a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
The dean of the College of Cardinals has called for unity in the church. Five American troops have been killed today in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation. A multi-state manhunt now underway for a man accused of killing his grandparents not long after they picked him up from prison after his release, threw a party for him, and offered to put him up for the night. The bodies of the grandparents, both in their 80s, were found at their home near Seattle. Authorities are looking for 26-year-old Michael Boyson. President Obama continues to reach out to members of Congress as they debate tax and spending plans. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Expanding his charm offensive from dinner with Republicans to larger get-togethers with both parties, President Obama visits with Senate Democrats at their weekly luncheon today. It's the first of several visits to the Capitol this week. He'll meet with Senate Republicans and then with House Democrats and Republicans as well. An effort, the White House says, to move beyond accusations to real dialogue about ways to work together.
House Republicans plan to release a proposal today that attempts to show it's possible to balance the budget within 10 years by simply cutting spending. The plan to be released by Congressman Paul Ryan. This is ABC News.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
James Holmes, the man accused of the deadly shooting massacre at a Colorado movie theater, is to enter a plea today at a court hearing. More from ABC's Clayton Sandell in Denver.
Defense attorneys could ask for a delay, but if Holmes enters a plea, it's expected to be not guilty by reason of insanity. That sets up a series of court-ordered exams to determine Holmes' mental state. The former neuroscience student allegedly killed 12 people and injured another 70 in that Aurora movie theater last July, one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history. Clayton Sandell, ABC News, Denver.
Diners who eat out will have to wait a little longer to find the calorie counts on most restaurant chain menus. The head of the Food and Drug Administration says writing a new menu labeling law has gotten extremely thorny. The agency trying to figure out which businesses should be covered by it. The new law requirement for restaurants and other businesses is part of health care reform. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 61 degrees at 7:04 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WIT News update. Breaking news this morning. Officials say five American service members have been killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. A statement issued this morning from the NATO Military Coalition says the helicopter crashed on Monday in an area where there was no enemy activity. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Also on Monday, two U.S. troops were killed in an inside attack in Afghanistan. In other news this morning, a wildfire is still burning in the Croatan National Forest, though crews say they've made some progress in containing it. Incident Commander James Cherry told us last night that they have nearly 65% of the wildfire contained. He says as of 8 p.m. last night, around 533 acres have burned, and crews have been battling this fire since 9 on Sunday night. Fire officials say people are to blame for this fire. It started along the trail on Old Pringle Road along Highway 24 and spread quickly. Crews say by the time it's 100% contained, about 1,000 acres will have burned. A traffic stop lands four people in jail facing drug charges. Williamston police say the vehicle was stopped on West Pine Street around 1:30 Thursday afternoon. Inside, they found a stolen .22 caliber revolver, an undisclosed amount of marijuana, and narcotic packaging materials. Now we're told DeAndre Stokes, Quintara Smallwood, Shaquille Barnes, and Devontae Barnes were arrested with a combined bond of $260,000. A Camp Lejeune reporter recently released an article saying a sweep on March 3rd put some Marines in handcuffs. The article says local police and Lejeune investigators worked together in a health and comfort check of nearly 200 personal vehicles and 96 barracks. Officers say they found narcotics, alcohol, and weapons stashed by Marines. The article did not say how many were charged. A new student housing project has been in the making for downtown Greenville for 8 years, and now demo day is on the calendar. Several vacant buildings on Evans, Coatanche, Reed Circle, and 7th Street will be torn down starting next week. Officials say the estimated $40 million project will stretch one city block and provide about 12,000 square feet of new retail space, as well as housing for more than 500 people. A parking deck, we're told, is also in the plans. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
A steady heavy rain this morning. Showers with perhaps a rumble of thunder developing for the afternoon hours with a high around 65 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight with a low of 41. Wednesday, sunshine back in the forecast but along with a few afternoon clouds, a high of 59. For tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees and sunshine once again for Thursday with highs in the low 50s and lows in the low 30s. Right now, 61 degrees in Greenville, 61 in Rocky Mount, 60 in Williamston, and 58 in Windsor. Talk of the Town, Tuesday, March 12, 2013. Stay tuned. More to come on this Tuesday, TOT. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Greenville. It's Glenn Beck, and I feel your pain. I've just sold my home. It took me about a year and a half, but I don't have the top realtor right in my backyard that you do that could guarantee to sell my home at a price and a deadline that I agreed to, or he'd buy it. Homer Tire is the guy I'm talking about. I've personally met with Homer, and I can tell you his marketing plan is in a whole different league than the average agent. He spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which means selling homes fast and for the most money. Plus, if you're not happy, Homer is going to let you out of your contract. But don't worry, you won't, because Homer outsells every agent in Greenville. Pick up the phone and call Homer today. The number is 758-HOME. 758-HOME. That's 758-HOME. Or go to GuaranteedSellNC.com. That's GuaranteedSellNC.com. And start packing.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news. And Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Hi, this is David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. Your car's windshield is not just some piece of glass you look through. Not anymore. It's the most vital part of your car's safety restraint system. It's designed to keep you and your family inside the car in case of an accident. Automakers require windshield replacements to be carefully installed following very strict guidelines. You see, your passenger side airbag deploys off your windshield at over 200 miles an hour. An accident is not the time to find out if the job was done right. That's why we always follow the car maker's specifications, to protect your car's factory warranty and preserve your family's safety. You see, we believe your windshield is much more than a piece of glass. It's peace of mind. So make the safest choice and call us first at 855-WOW-GLASS. Interstate Glass, 855-WOW-GLASS.
Interstate Glass. The difference is clear.
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
Do you admit it now, Kwame?
Not at this time. I don't have any comment.
I recommend 9 timeouts served consecutively.
The Richter scale is a way to compare the size of one earthquake to the size of another.
The first one hit in Anza Borrego. That's in the Palm Springs area. The second one hit in the very heart of Palm Springs.
It's not a highly populated area.
State Supreme Court judge invalidating the New York City ban on large-size sugary drinks.
I'm being repressed!
You are very entertaining in a strange manner.
Yeah.
The excitement, the air is palpable.
Let's give him a big round of applause. I know I can't hear you, but I know I can pick up what you're saying, baby.
What a weird show already.
What are you doing?
We're creating musical fusion.
Creating musical fusion?
It's anthemic.
It's anthemic.
Tell him he can't double up on punishments like that.
I can when you double up on being a moron.
Degrees. I had to double check my my phone because McGee told me it was 61 and I didn't believe it. It's 61 and raining. It's raining hard here at the studio this morning. Welcome in. It's a Tuesday morning, March the 12th. Good to have everybody here this morning. McGee is here. How are you, McGee?
Good morning. I'm well.
I actually overdressed. I got my sweater coat on. I didn't even realize it was that warm, but I guess now that you mentioned it, when I went out, it was a little warmer than I expected.
Not going to get much warmer than what it is right now.
And Lindsay Fry is here this morning at the news desk for WITN. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Always good to be here.
Drive into the rain this morning?
Yes. Dreary morning.
It really is. We got a steady, heavy rain this morning. Showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder for the afternoon. Temperatures today around 65 degrees for a high. We're almost there now. Rainfall could get up to an inch. Partly cloudy, 41 tonight. And then Wednesday, sunshine and 60, 59 or 60 degrees tomorrow. And then sunshine and 52. So the rain's going to move out. It's just a matter of when is it going to move out?
By this afternoon.
Good.
Think so. Yeah. Should be gone.
Because I have to drive to the Triangle tonight.
Yeah.
Going to see the big... Michael and I have tickets for the big Beatles reunion tour tonight. It's the Broadway show Rain, which is a Beatles thing. Do you know what you're about, Michael?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do you know what you're about, the whole show, the Rain?
No, I don't. I
hear it's really good. It's I used to be a huge Beatles fan. Over the years, it's waned a bit. They lost me. They had me. They lost me. But this is supposed to be a really good show, so we're going tonight.
Well, there's no new material coming out. That's why.
It's been a while.
Last thing they had out was, what, 80? No, a couple of years ago when they released Freeze a Bird.
Are you excited about it, though?
Oh, I am. I can't wait. It'll be great.
And Michael's going to be back here tomorrow morning, but I'm taking the morning off because Doug Raymond's coming in for me tomorrow morning.
So I'm always here. You know that.
Well, you don't have as far to come back tonight because you live in Wilson. But yeah. I'm staying at the Logan Estate tonight.
Did you get a pass to get in?
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get by the guard gate.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that tonight with some friends. 14 after. I had to double check my new. Did you guys like my new phone, by the way?
Is that what that is?
This is.
Yeah, it's nice.
I got the new Samsung.
That's huge.
Note 2, and it's about the size of an iPad.
A mini iPad.
But it's actually growing on me. It's actually growing on. I wasn't sure. Harold over at Real Wireless suggested that I get this phone. He wanted me to get it, so I'd talk about it, so I'd sell some for him. And it is. It's huge.
It's great.
I actually like it, though. You know, I was working out yesterday.
And the Beatles?
I actually put it's 4G, which is one of the things I like about it. I put it up on the elliptical machine and watched Saturday Night Live that I missed on Saturday. I was able to see some of the Saturday
Night Live. It's like a small TV.
It is a small TV. It's a small laptop. It's actually got lots of neat features to it.
I've heard good things about that phone.
That's a great phone. You know what I really like about it is the voice texting. You can whisper into this thing, and it picks up every word that you say.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. The technology is just good. Mm-hmm. Where will it end? Is the technology just going to eat us alive?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd have gotten this phone if Harold didn't want me to talk about it on the air, but it's got. I tell you, the 4G internet's pretty fast.
And you can actually put your checkbook in that cover as well.
Here's the other thing, Michael. I'm able to download some songs in here that I want, and I was like, "Well, how do I download the songs?" And they told me about this app. They explained this to me. There's an app called Music Paradise. You familiar with this, Michael?
I've never heard of it.
Anybody here?
I have not heard of Music Paradise.
Okay, so here's the thing. You can go to Music Paradise, this app, and you can download any song in history for free. So would someone please explain to me why Congress continues to hammer radio stations for more money? You know, I actually got angry about this when they showed it to me. Remember Napster?
Yep.
Didn't they get sued?
Yeah,
they did. Put out of business?
Yep.
Because they were letting people download songs for free?
Music Paradise.
You need to get it.
I'm working on it right
before
now.
Before they outlaw it. I don't even know if it's legal, but you can download any song. I mean, and boom, you can just kind of...
Oh, good song.
This is one of the songs that I downloaded right here.
Tom Petty. Good choice.
I'm a big Tom Petty guy. This is one of the greatest songs.
He's coming out with a new album in another couple of months.
All right, anyway, so.
There you go.
There's some things about it I hate. Technology's getting too good.
Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Hey, I'm in the radio business, man. I'm way afraid of it.
Yeah, sure, that's true. Especially around here.
Here's the good news, though. The TuneIn Radio app works really good on this. If I pull 103.7 up right now on the TuneIn Radio app and play it, would there be spontaneous combustion on the air?
Potentially.
What would happen? Yeah.
You'd have a 20-second delay, probably.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's see. Today is March 12th. There's lots going on. We got to talk about here. Let's see. Let me get my cheat sheet up. Today is Liza Minnelli's birthday.
Liza Minnelli.
She's a nice one.
Who's her parents or kids?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. Okay, I knew she was related somehow.
Judy Garland wasn't crazy enough. We had to have a second iteration of it. Liza Minnelli, 67 today. Mitt Romney, 66 today. Mitt Romney, 66. James Taylor is 65. And by the way, I watched about an hour of the Eagles, history of the Eagles again last night, which is just the best TV documentary I've ever seen. I made my wife watch it. I watched it this past weekend. She was out of town, and I was like, there was nothing else to watch on TV, and she was waiting for Dallas to come on. Because last night was JR's funeral in Dallas. I haven't watched any of Dallas this year. But I made her watch. I said, well, look, I want you to see this history of the Eagles. Let's watch. I want to see it again, so let's watch it. So we watched the first hour. And James Taylor's on it as well. If you haven't seen that history of the Eagles, all the people that influenced the Eagles, they lived with Jackson Brown. Bob Seger gave Glenn Rice his start in the music business. Linda Ronstadt brought Glenn Rice and Don Henley together for the first time. I mean, Glenn Frey. What did I say?
You said Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice is the basketball player.
He plays the Eagles, doesn't
Glenn
he?
Glenn Bowen.
Oh, boy. Glenn Bowen, yes.
Now, wait, what channel?
It's on Showtime.
Showtime.
Yeah,
Showtime.
Showtime. All right, so in Dallas, if you watch Dallas, they even had a funeral. You know, Larry Hagman died during the filming of the second season of the new Dallas. So they had an episode last night, and listen to the music that they opened with last night. Well, we got to get Michael to turn it up here. Here's the music when Dallas came. It's like a funeral version of the Dallas thing. You know how they killed off JR in the show? Have you heard?
No, you found out though. Carly wouldn't tell you.
No, here's how it is. JR's on the phone with his son, John Ross, when this happens.
Tell me what you know, John Ross.
Christopher won the damn race. And don't bother with a lecture, because there's nothing you could tell me that I haven't already told myself. But there's a play to be made with the woman at the DCT. We can fix this.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, don't you worry, son. I've got a plan. It's going to be my masterpiece. Because you shouldn't have to pay for my sins.
What do you mean?
Just remember, I'm proud of you. You're my son. From tip to tail.
Thank you, Daddy. It means a whole lot for me to hear you say that.
Someone's walking.
JR?
Hello? Dad! Dad?
He ain't coming back this time, by the way. He came back. It's 1978.
Wow. That's dramatic.
Yeah. I'm way behind. I've been DVRing him, but I haven't been. I watched all of last season, but I hadn't watched him. But in the funeral scene.
Daddy.
You know who shows up for his funeral?
No.
Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban.
Get out of here.
No, they've been showing up throughout the thing. Here's the...
As themselves?
Oh, yeah. Because it's modern-day Dallas. So here's the scene from JR's funeral last night where Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and Mark Cuban are talking to Bobby Ewing, who's in mourning over JR being dead.
Patrick Ewing?
Hey, Mayor Rawlings. See you, Mark. Jerry.
Hey, Bobby.
It's Mark Cuban.
How are you holding up, Bobby?
I'm okay.
It's a huge loss. It really is. JR was a one-of-a-kind guy.
You know, when I first came to Dallas, he told me, you can do anything you want to in my city as long as you win those football games.
I think he hated losing even more than I did. When the Mavs finally won that NBA championship, he sent me a note. All it said was, about time.
Thanks for coming.
Well, good luck.
Appreciate it.
So all the famous people from Dallas were at the funeral.
Wow.
That was not only Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban, but the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, was in that scene as well. So, all right, so you can go to Suddenlink and
JR is
bring
a big
it
deal.
Back up on
big deal.
On demand. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Let's see, what else is going on? There was, the conclave is happening. You keeping up with that? I guess
somewhat. What I hear on it, yes.
How about WRAL sent their anchor man to the Vatican? And I was thinking, why they sent David Crabtree to the Vatican? Have you seen this?
I knew he was there. Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
Why did WITN not send Dave Jordan to the Vatican
or Clayton Bauman?
That is. That is what you call gaudy reporting right there when the local station in Raleigh sends their guy to the Vatican to look for the white smoke. Oh, man. There's 1,000 reporters there, but David Gregory had to, Crabtree has to be there live himself. Let's see. The other thing that happened, of course, is the fact that a judge has now struck down the ban on 16-ounce drinks in New York City. Thank goodness for that. Here's a report from ABC last night. Diane Sawyer and the ABC News team reporting on the judge's ruling in New York yesterday that the ban on New York City was scheduled to take effect.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
The ban on the sale of those giant sugary sodas, the subject of so much late-night comedy, well, that ban has been put on hold. It was a big public health effort by the mayor of New York to help with obesity, and it was supposed to start tomorrow, but today, a judge said not so fast.
A state judge striking down that ban on sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces. The judge found the law would be unfair because it would apply to restaurants but not convenience stores, and would exclude other beverages that have significantly higher concentrations of sugar, like many lattes. Mayor Bloomberg will appeal.
Mayor Bloomberg will appeal. Here's what the mayor had to say.
The Board of Health's limit on the serving size of sugary drinks does not limit anyone's consumption. It just requires them to think about whether they really want more than 16 ounces. Remember, for many years, the standard soda size was 6 ounces, not 16. We believe it's reasonable to draw a line, and it's reasonable to draw a line right now. With so many people contracting diabetes and heart disease, with so many children who are overweight and obese, we believe it is reasonable and responsible to draw a line, and that is what the Board of Health has done.
To draw a line. Here's the thing. He's right about that, of course, but we don't. Why is it his business if somebody wants to drink a 32-ounce drink? Have you been to the movie theater recently? My wife and I went to the movie theater to see something the other night. Have you tried to order a small? I went up and said, yeah, give me a small Diet Pepsi, yeah. Small. Have you seen the small Diet Pepsi? When will the movie theaters get this message? I don't need a 32-ounce drink. But, you know, they can't charge me $12 for it unless they give me something that looks like it's kind of got the value of $12.
Same thing now with the drinks in the convenience stores and in the fast food restaurants. A small now is a medium. And, I spend more time looking in a convenience store when I go inside a Trade Wilco Hess for a drink that's actually just a smaller size.
They're just give me a small drink. That's why. Yeah.
They're all 16-plus ounces.
Yeah. I've pretty much stopped drinking soft drinks anyway, but the reality of it is if I want a 32-ounce drink, it's not Mayor Bloomberg's business. But, you know, of course, he is right. I mean, I wish that, but I wish he would also tell people to stop having children that they can't afford. I mean, we got a bigger problem than people drinking 32-ounce drinks, and that's people having children and having them on welfare. We're having to pay for them. How about that, Mayor Bloomberg? Why don't you have a press conference about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a bigger problem in your city than 32-ounce soft drinks. Here's Jay Leno last night.
A Supreme Court judge has overturned New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's ban on large sugary drinks.
No.
Well, that's great. And then, I mean, our government can't come to an agreement on the sequestration when it comes to real issues like our soda. The rulings are swift and decisive. Boom. Yeah. Boom. What did that take, a week?
Actually, it took more than a week, but more late-night comedy last night. Conan O'Brien last night on Google inventing a talking shoe.
Google has unveiled a talking shoe that comments on your running performance. Yeah. The shoe says three phrases, keep going, just a little further, and get off me, fatty.
Did you hear about this? Donald Trump making a point about the sequestration, saying we should not stop the White House tours. He says, I'll pay for them.
Well, after tours of the White House were canceled due to budget cuts, Donald Trump has offered to pay for them. Yeah, all he's asking is that they rename it the Trump White House and Casino. and gold plated.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of fountains. Yeah. Everywhere a fountain.
Did you see Obama just unilaterally with an executive order yesterday released 2,000 of these illegal immigrants that were in jail for some reason? Now, why did he pick those guys to release? Walter Jones put out a press release yesterday saying, you know, he wants an investigation. And, of course, the president's response was, well, we can't afford to keep him in jail anymore because of sequestration. You know, before you know it, he's going to be blaming everything on sequestration. I'm sorry, I had to put in Obamacare, sequestration. And, yes, we had to raise your taxes again, sequestration. Let's see. And we finally, I guess, you know, it was just a matter of time, McGee. We've learned everything about what happened in UNC Chapel Hill, except was there cash involved? And now?
Yes, we know. There was.
The News Observer this morning, agent wooed UNC athletes with cash, warrants say. Now, the reason this is going to be significant, you know, now, the university didn't pay this guy, Marvin Austin. But now we know that Marvin Austin, who was a football player at Carolina, received a $2,000 FedEx package. And it couldn't have been former Speaker of the House Jim Black, because he was already in prison. So it had to be a sports agent. But here's my question. I mean, how long has this investigation been going on? And they haven't uncovered that until now?
It did. I wondered the same thing. Why it took so long to figure out that this guy with this agency was the one involved. This is the amount of money he sent. And that Jennifer Wiley was also sent money as well, the tutor. She was in a package or a package.
Which now changes the whole dynamic with the tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she was paying off parking tickets and buying them airline tickets and stuff like that. And everybody was wondering, well, why would the tutor be doing that? And again, you got to go back. Again, if you really are willing to connect the dots, remember where this tutor came from. She was working in Butch Davis's home originally. So, you know, it's like one more dot connected, and, you know, the idea that all these people who claim to be innocent from day one, including John Blake, that we now know the assistant head coach was dirty. And we're still expected to believe that that's where it stopped. I mean, look, denial just ain't a river in Egypt. But it's been like a slow drip coming out of Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
One thing after the other. And still, there was, you know, somebody from Chapel Hill on TV last night saying, well, I can tell you this, all of the safeguards that anybody could have possibly had in place, we had them in place here. And I'm not saying that's not true. It's just that, you know, at some point, just shut up. It's just take your medicine. It's just an embarrassing scenario, what's happened over there.
It seems like to me when a situation like this that's happened maybe in other places, the longer it goes on and the longer it's dragged out, don't you see when you're going into the bottom of it and figure out who was involved, how much money was involved, you know, who sent what? Go ahead and just
remember,
get it out.
Remember the term early on? Rick French, the guy in
Death
in Raleigh,
by a thousand cuts?
Death by a thousand cuts. I mean, that's what it's been.
Yeah.
He predicted it, didn't he?
He did.
He said, this, you know, people will continue to try to cover this up. It'll be death by a thousand cuts, and that's what it's been. And congratulations to David Garrard, who is now a J-E-T-S.
Jets, 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 Jets.
He's with the New York Jets. How about David
starting?
Garrard? Well, he has a chance to start. They're threatening Mark Sanchez. Clearly, David's role is to be a threat to Mark Sanchez.
Is David a lot better?
I think he'll be a threat to Mark Sanchez.
We'll have to see.
After last year, after watching what Sanchez did and what he could not do, I certainly think David Garrard's a threat.
Here's the story from the Associated Press this morning. Garrard signs with New York Jets. The New York Jets have signed quarterback David Garrard to back up and provide a challenge to starter Mark Sanchez. Garrard, a former East Carolina standout, has not played in the NFL since 2010. Garrard started 76 games in 9 seasons with Jacksonville. He played in the 2009 Pro Bowl. The Jets have been seeking a veteran to play behind Sanchez, who comes off the worst season of his 4-year NFL career. They soured on Tim Tebow last season, and Tebow barely played. Earlier Monday, new offensive coordinator Marty Morningwig said Sanchez will probably have just a little bit of a leg up in the team quarterback competition. That tells you they're going to look at David as a potential starter, or they're just threatening Mark Sanchez with him. Garrard is the first major roster addition made by the new Jets general manager, John Idzik. So
that's the best thing you can do for Mark Sanchez is to threaten him with anybody to make him play better.
You know, I just hope David stays healthy. It was just such a tragedy last year. You know, because David, everybody knows David around Greenville. David is such a good guy, and he's a good friend. He's a very close friend to my kids, and. For David to win the starting quarterback job with the Miami Dolphins and then get hurt playing in the pool with his kid, that was tragic. And then they cut him. Oh, man, it was like a knife in the back, wasn't it?
I stopped watching Hard Knocks after that.
Oh, it was just
brutal. I didn't want to see it anymore.
It was brutal. So David is now with the New York Jets and has another chance. I have to admit, I thought his career was over. But what a tribute, number one, to him for staying in shape. And fighting back because, last time I talked to David, he was like, I'm like, do you think you're going to get another shot? And he was very philosophical about it. His response was, well, I hope so, but if I don't, I've had a great career and I'm happy.
And look at what he's had to overcome in his career.
Oh,
even
yeah.
To be.
He still has Crohn's disease.
You know, playing at 35 years old.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. It's. Speaks a lot to how hard he has worked and continues to work.
All right, that's a good transition to sport. And congratulations to Heather Macy. I guess you got that story.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, East Carolina women's head basketball coach Heather Macy was tapped Conference USA Coach of the Year. In just her third season, Macy has led the Pirates to a 21-8 overall record and a number 2 seed in the upcoming Conference USA tournament, the highest ever seeding for the program. Pirates opened the tournament on Thursday against the winner of the Memphis Southern Miss game. ECU senior congrats to Tamaris Kemp has been named first team All-Conference USA, and fellow senior Miguel Paul received second team All-Conference honors. Kemp, who leads Conference USA in scoring, is the first player in ECU history to be named first team All-Conference USA and the first ECU player to be named to an All-Conference first team since who, Hen? Raphael Edwards? Remember that name?
Yes.
1998, first team All CAA.
Raphael was a good player.
First team All Selection CAA, 1998. And Miguel Paul is the first Pirate to be selected All Conference USA in multiple seasons. ECU opens.
And he's a candidate for Player of the Year, right? Mm-hmm. Have they decided that yet?
I don't think it's been decided yet.
I saw him with Billy Weaver
only
last
the teams
night.
Billy had him on. Yeah. Have been announced.
Yeah.
And ECU opens the 2013 Conference USA tournament against Tulsa Thursday night at 9:30. Elsewhere in college basketball, number 1 Gonzaga beat St. Mary's 65-61 to win the West Coast Conference tournament. So the teams that have already earned automatic bids include Gonzaga, Creighton, Liberty, Florida Gulf Coast, Harvard, Belmont,
Harvard,
and of course Gonzaga. ECU hosts ODU on the diamond today, weather pending, in a non-conference matchup. This game was canceled in Norfolk last week due to inclement weather. Pirates moved to 9-5 after a series win over Monmouth last weekend. Monarchs are 8-5, first pitch set for 5 o'clock. And an investigation into sports agents by the North Carolina Secretary of State found that a Georgia man sent cash to then University of North Carolina football player Marvin Alston and other student athletes nationwide, as well as tutor Jennifer Wiley. Terry Watson of the Watson Sports Agency in Marietta, Georgia, is the man identified and in one instance sent $2,000 in cash to Marvin Alston. Records also confirm that packages were sent to an address belonging to Jennifer Wiley, the tutor named for providing extra help to student athletes between January 2009 and June 2010. Death by a thousand cuts.
Death by a thousand cuts. All right, 7:38, 61 degrees. That is our sports update here at 22 minutes. In front of 8 o'clock, we're going to take a break and come back. More talk of the town after this. Here's the birthday boy. Happy birthday, James Taylor.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, It turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know.
At the all-new Brown & Wood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Buicks, GMC trucks, and Cadillacs. Compacts, mid-size, full-size, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks. We've got the most convenient service backed by all GM-certified technicians, hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, and the most competitive pricing in Eastern Carolina. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at Brown & Wood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printers. Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printers, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirates!
I'm like a bloodhound. I can sniff out a refund. They're all over the place, if you know where to look.
Meet Kimberly Artisan, part bloodhound, part H&R Block tax professional.
We have this awesome program called The Second Look. We can look at tax returns they've done other places, and we can check it and make sure they got all of the tax credits that they're allowed.
At H&R Block, we'll look 3 years back, and if we find any missed money, we'll refile to get back everything you deserve.
And so it's putting more money in people's pocket, and everybody wants more money.
Get a free second look from one of our tax refund sniffing bloodhounds.
If there's a refund out there, I'm going to catch it and bring it back to you.
Answer a few simple questions at hrblock.com/second look to see if you might have left money on the table. These apply for corrected or amended returns. Results vary. Offer expires April 30th, 2013.
Hello, this is Karen at your local H&R Block office in Greenville. Come in today and we'll leave no stone unturned to find you every dime you deserve.
The Delcor Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing family has been serving Eastern North Carolina and Pirate Nation for 40 years. The Delcor goal is to provide professional and quality service at reasonable rates. You can trust our polite, clean, and friendly staff. When you call Delcor, your call is answered by a highly trained customer service representative that will help you with your need or concern, even after our emergency calls are directed to an on-call technician. Delcor, your authorized train dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 61 degrees at 7:42 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Breaking news this morning. Officials say five American service members have been killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. A statement issued this morning from the NATO Military Coalition says the helicopter crashed on Monday in an area where there was no enemy activity. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Also on Monday, two U.S. troops were killed in an inside attack in Afghanistan. In other news this morning, a wildfire is still burning in the Croatan National Forest, though crews say they've made progress in putting it out. Incident Commander James Cherry told us last night that they've made nearly 65% of it contained. He says as of 8 p.m. last night, around 533 acres have burned, and crews have been battling that fire since 9 p.m. on Sunday. Fire officials tell us people are to blame for this fire. It started along the trail on Old Pringle Road along Highway 24, and it spread quickly. Crews say by the time it's 100% contained, about 1,000 acres will have burned. A traffic stop lands four people in jail facing drug charges. Williamston police say the vehicle was stopped on West Pine Street around 1:30 Thursday afternoon. Inside, they found a stolen .22 caliber revolver, an undisclosed amount of marijuana, and narcotic packaging materials. We're told DeAndre Stokes, Quintara Smallwood, Shaquille Barnes, and Devontae Barnes were arrested with a combined bond of $260,000. A Campbell June reporter recently released an article saying a sweep on March 3rd put some Marines in handcuffs. The article says a local police and Lejeune investigators worked together in a health and comfort check of nearly 200 personal vehicles and 96 barracks. Officers say they found narcotics, alcohol, and weapons stashed by Marines. The article did not say how many were charged. A new student housing project has been in the making for downtown Greenville for 8 years, and now demo day is on the calendar. Several vacant buildings on Evans, Coatanche, Reed Circle, and 7th Street will all be torn down starting next week. Officials say the estimated $40 million project will stretch one city block and provide about 12,000 square feet of new retail space, as well as housing for more than 500 people. We're told a parking deck is also in the making. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
3.7 WTIB weather.
It's raining out there this morning. A steady, heavy rain expected through the morning hours and the showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder developing in the early afternoon. Hopefully, it's going to get on out of here by mid-afternoon. High temperature today, 65. Rainfall could hit an inch today here in Greenville tonight. Partly cloudy and 41. Tomorrow, sunny and 59 or 60 degrees, and then Thursday sunshine 52, 61 degrees still. 61 degrees at quarter to 8. 7:45 News and Weather, a service this hour of HealthWise Pharmacy here in Greenville, eliminating all of your monthly prescription hassles with their exclusive medication on time service. The program includes synchronization of all your meds and eliminating partial fills and multiple trips to the drugstore. The friendly staff will call your doctor to obtain refills in advance, so you never go without necessary prescriptions. And in tough economic times, they still offer free delivery, saving their customers valuable time and money. Our friends at HealthWise Pharmacy. 12th day of March, Talk of the Town here on 103.7 WTIB, Henry and Trent, and we've got Lindsay here this morning, Michael and Andrea in the control room. Good morning to everybody. It's just a happy little clan this morning. Happy little group of people here. And we're your ray of sunshine on a rainy morning. How about that?
That's right.
There you go.
Today is the big day in Raleigh for the first public forum on voter ID. The House Committee on Elections holding a public hearing requiring voter ID. That's going to be today in the committee room. They already had about 50 people sign up to speak at this thing. It turns out more people than that want to talk. Those who want to speak and didn't make it online onto the online sign-up list can show up at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the legislative building. It's going to be in room 643 in the legislative office building to sign up. Those who signed up online will get a number when they arrive. Legislators are ready for an overflow crowd. This is going to be a big deal today. People who cannot find seats, they're going to have an overflow room in room 544. This thing they're saying is going to start this afternoon at 4 o'clock. They're prepared for it to go well into the evening hours tonight. And this is the forum on the voter ID, and it's basically the opportunity for people to speak and let people in Raleigh know what you think about voter ID. And as you can imagine, there will be many people saying that they're going to be disenfranchised if they come up with a voter ID bill. But they're going to come up with one, and it's going to pass, and the governor's going to sign it. You see, the governor was down at the Outer Banks yesterday?
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that. You know, they had that DOT meeting last night. I wonder what was discussed in that.
Well, Pat McCrory got down to the Outer Banks yesterday. I'm glad that he got a chance to get down there. I guess he got down there early enough to actually see Highway 12 and what's happening down at Highway 12 between Manio and Buxton down there. It's just a mess.
I saw some pictures that ITN had up on their website from a local photographer there, and just to see Highway 12 and how it just crumbles now into pieces.
What is the answer to that now? And the people down there are very nervous because, as you know, Mark Bassenide, the powerful senator from Dare County, had kept that thing open for years with the state DOT funds going there, rebuilding it every time the ocean came in and washed it out. But, you know, there's concern that Governor McCrory is going to have a different point of view on it. So he went down to have a firsthand look yesterday. And, you know, I'm not sure, was it Isabel or which?
Irene.
Was it Irene that
last
totally
really,
wiped it out?
Right,
and,
back in in 2011.
So, you know, what is the governor going to do about that? That's the other question. They had both the governor and Transportation Secretary Tony Tata were down there last night, in Manio. They had a DOT meeting last night to talk about that and other transportation issues. Who's it, Michael?
Jeff.
We got Jeff on the phone. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Henry. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Hope you are.
Yes. I called you a couple of years ago. We were talking about the tolls on 95, and I was explaining to you that they were charging us to drive on the Outer Banks in four-wheel drives for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Just one minute. Clear my throat. And
who do you think you are, Marco Rubio? Need some water?
Yeah, something like that. You know, I had to get a drink of water. It was over there to the side, so I had to get it.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
But you know, they're charging us to drive on the Outer Banks. And I told you at that time, if they used the money for the Outer Banks, I'd be all for it. But it's been put in the general fund for 2 years. We have already collected enough money to pay for a bridge down at the S-Curve in Rodanthe, but our government has wasted the money.
So the money collected goes into the general fund just for no good, just an additional tax source?
Exactly. And that's all they're using it for. And I told you 2 years ago, if they replaced the Bonner Bridge with the money, I'd be happy for it. But
that's the other question down there. The Bonner Bridge has fallen down.
Oh yeah.
I don't like to drive on that thing, man. That's a dangerous bridge.
Well, I camp just south of the S-Curve where the flooding takes place the most, right above Rodanthe.
Yeah.
And I pull a 14,000-pound camper across there, and every time I get across it, I go, whew, made
thank
it
you,
another
Lord.
Time.
Thank you, Lord. Made it one more time. Well, and the other issue is what goes on under the Bonner Bridge, which is another issue I'm sure they talked about last night at this meeting in Manio, which is the fact that they can't keep Oregon Inlet open because the sand keeps falling back down in there, and it's just costing so much to dredge it out.
Well, Irene, when it went through, it opened up a mini channel. The problem is it didn't line up with the high-rise part of the bridge where the boats could use it. So, you know, there would be a channel they could use, but you can't get the boat under the bridge.
Doesn't help any, does it? Yeah.
No.
I hear you. Tough issues to deal with down there in Dare County, no doubt. All right, thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Exactly, I just wanted to remind you, I called you a couple of years ago.
I remember that conversation. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting since Bass Night is out of the picture. It's going to be very interesting to see how this new Republican government deals with the whole Dare County, all those Dare County transportation issues, because there's a bunch of them, you know. And I'm glad the Governor McCrory went down yesterday to see firsthand what's going on down there.
I am too. Yeah. I am extremely glad. I'm glad to hear that. I hadn't heard it before this morning, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted to call you.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Good to hear from you. All right, 751. Hey, coming up on Friday, we're going to be live on location at Rep Express. It's going to be our monthly community breakfast. Something special coming up Friday morning. This is the the Red Cross Heroes campaign is going on. So the community buffet breakfast at Rep Express will be free as always, and we want you to come out Friday morning. But on Friday morning when you come out, it won't be a buffet. You're actually going to be served breakfast by a celebrity here in the community. One of the local celebrities is going to serve you. We've got Dr. David Herman, who's the president of Vidon Hospital, is going to be out there serving. Connie Elks, Sheriff Neil Elks' wife, Mayor Steve Tripp of Aiden, Representative Brian Brown himself will be there, Scott Senator from the Chamber. McGee might even get up and bring your pancakes to you.
What? No.
Penny Warren from the District Attorney's Office. We've invited the Mayor of Greenville. We had invited Terry Holland and Ruffin McNeil, but they're both unavailable this weekend. Terry, of course, is going to be with the team in Tulsa. But come out Friday morning, and these guys are going to work for tips, and the tips will all go to the Red Cross. So our celebrity breakfast coming up. We're going to have lots of celebrities there on Friday morning. Come out. Bring your whole office out to breakfast at Rep Express on Friday morning, and tip your waiters well, because all the tips are going to go to the Red Cross. All right, you ready? We got a classic laugh track this morning. You ready for this? With spring right around the corner, Lindsay, this might be an earmuff situation for you.
All right.
This is
not just for Lindsay, but for other.
This was for the guys.
Others listening.
We played this one years ago. It's kind of a rite of passage into spring as we approach warm weather.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
As warm weather approaches, we have to play this particular laugh track because it's one of the classics. It's the first signs of spring. Here is comedian Ted Alexandro this morning on the laugh track.
Cleavage, when it first pops out, like late March, early April, it's almost like Groundhog's Day. It's like, oh, it's going to be an early spring. Cleavage just lets you know there's still good in the world. It's almost like seeing a newborn baby. Sometimes I even talk baby talk to cleavage, like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Who's all scrunched together? You are. Yes, you are. Yeah. They're adorable. Twins? Adopted? Take your time.
I'm sorry. That's just too funny not to play. I know it's inappropriate, but, you know, just look, here's the. I'm thinking if Mariah Carey can show up on American Idol, we can play that on the left.
Yeah, I guess so.
7:56 now. Well, it's about 3.5 minutes. Make it 4.5 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. We're coming back. More Talk of the Town Tuesday, March 12 on the way.
This is Todd Mitchum with Mercer Glass, Eastern North Carolina's most complete glass company. Mercer Glass specializes in windows, shower doors, auto glass, and mirrors. We can install or repair almost anything made of glass in your home or business. So give us a call at Mercer Glass. That's 752-5101. That's 752-5101.
These vehicles payments for 3 months and usually for no more than credit plus tax.
Are you stuck with your current car payment or loan? Do you want to get out of your old car, truck, or SUV and drive a newer one today? The Loan Terminator and the Tax Man come to Massey Toyota in Kinston. Any trade accepted, paid for or not. Bring your tax refund and get the car, truck, or SUV you want for half of your current car payment. Your $400 payments cut in half. Your $300 payments cut in half. Your $200 payments cut. Massey is home of $6,000 to $3,000 vehicles. Toyota's, Honda's, Chevys, Fords, or Hyundais from $3,000. Payments from $100 a month. No credit hassles, and Massey can get you approved on the spot. When the Loan Terminator comes to Massey Toyota, you're approved. Zero down, and bring your tax refund. Call 800-NEW-MASSEY. That's 800-NEW-MASSEY. Massey Toyota in Kinston on Highway 70, 15 minutes from everywhere.
Need help bringing your rooms to life? Choose a floor from Mannington. Mannington Flooring gives you more options, more ways to beautify your home and express your personal style. Those options include everything from hardwood to vinyl, from porcelain tile to laminates. The emphasis is on beauty and variety. Plus, you get advanced technology to help keep your floor looking beautiful for years to come. That's Mannington. Beautiful floors for the real world. Go to Carpet Design Center on Memorial Drive for Mannington Flooring, 3205 South Memorial, or call 439-0840.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500. Speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Working on a home painting project? Nobody has you covered like PPG Pittsburgh Paint. With a broad range of primers, paints, and stains, and the customized service you deserve from your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints dealer, we'll make sure you get the right products for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to PPG Pittsburgh Paint's Voice of Color system that helps you discover colors that match your personality. So for better products, better service, better color tools, and better results, head to your PPG Pittsburgh Paints dealer today.
Visit your local Garris Evans Lumber Company for PPG Pittsburgh Paints in Greenville, Jacksonville, New Bern, or Wilson.
All right, welcome back. Coming up on a minute in front of 8 o'clock, McGee has pulled up video of this high school football player from California that has been offered a full scholarship at Duke. He happens to be the son of rapper Snoop Dogg.
Yes, he does.
So Snoop Dogg's son may go to Duke?
Snoop Dogg's son, Cordell Brodus, has received a scholarship offer.
Maybe Cordell Brodus.
Duke.
Last name's not Dogg?
No, no. It's just Brodus.
It's Cordell Dogg.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, now Snoop Dogg is now Snoop Lion, no longer Snoop Dogg.
What?
Yes, Snoop Lion. But if he accepts and goes, he could be teaming up with John Mellencamp's son, who's at Duke, Hud Mellencamp.
Seriously.
He's 6'3", 185. He's a big kid.
If Snoop Dogg's son goes to Duke, will they have to build him his own suite?
Yes.
It'll be the Snoop Dogg suite. He'll have his own vapor coming out of the press.
Talking about
it looked like there's a new pope and a lot of other new...
Exactly.
The smoke will be all different colors. 8 o'clock, we'll be back.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. The papal conclave starts today.
Con le vita e le opere del venerato
Catholic cardinals heard a final appeal for unity before they head to closed-door session to elect the next pope.
Rinnoviamo tutta
Cardinal
la nostra
Angelo Sordano gave the homily during a mass this morning. ABC's Josh Elliott in Rome says the church is divided.
This is a historic election with the church at a crossroads, particularly in the United States. In fact, in a new ABC News Washington Post poll, an overwhelming number of American Catholics disapprove of the church's handling of the sex abuse scandals. In addition to criticism shared worldwide of the secretive and allegedly corrupt Vatican banking system.
The decision on the successor to Pope Benedict could take days. After the deadly shootings at Newtown Elementary School in Connecticut in December, a new debate began on guns. An ABC News Washington Post poll asked Americans, should there be stricter gun control?
Nearly 3 months after the massacre, support for an assault weapons ban remained steady, with 57% saying the military-style weapons should be off the market. 9 in 10 Americans support background checks at gun shows. The country's now split on armed guards in every school, 50% in favor, 48% opposed.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In some states, rents are really tough to afford. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
A minimum wage worker here in California must put in about 130 hours a week at their job to afford a two-bedroom apartment, according to a new report by the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. California now ranks second behind Hawaii in states with the most expensive rent. The coalition says in California, workers must make over $53,000 a year, or close to $26 an hour, to afford a two-bedroom rental.
Correspondent Alex Stone in Los Angeles. This is ABC News.
This is great news, but for business owners only. If your business has debts you can't pay, and you're sick and tired of creditors pushing you around, fight back. Corporate Turnaround has an absolutely proven system to help you get out of debt without a loan or bankruptcy. Depending on your company's financial situation, this could be the easiest, quickest, and least costly way out of debt. To learn more, go to TakeBackMyBusiness.com. That's TakeBackMyBusiness.com. TakeBackMyBusiness.com.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Celebrities and politicians have been hacked, and the Los Angeles Police Department is on the case. Details from ABC's Brad Wheelis.
Hackers not only posted the personal information of celebrities like Jay-Z and Beyonce, but politicians like Vice President Biden, and for some reason, the police chief of Los Angeles.
We take all incidents like this very seriously.
LAPD Commander Andrew Smith says it's not rare.
It's happened a couple times.
He says they've grown to expect this kind of thing.
It's just a creepy thing that people do every once in a while.
The LAPD computer forensics team is working the case. The FBI also investigating. Brad Wheelis, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's not clear if the personal information on that website is actually correct. Iranian media say authorities in Tehran are planning to sue Hollywood over the Oscar-winning Argo, claiming the movie is allegedly unrealistic. Several news outlets report a French lawyer is now in Iran for talks with officials about where to sue. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Hey, ho, 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 ho. Hey, ho, it's raining outside. I just stuck my head back out in the lobby. We have some guests coming in from Cypress Landing this morning. One of my favorite golf courses in the world. They've got their big Military Appreciation Day coming up. And we're going to talk about that coming up here in a few minutes. Welcome into the second hour of Talk of the Town here on Tuesday morning, March the 12th. Nice to have you here. McGee is here. How are you, McGee?
Morning, well.
And also at the news desk this morning is Lindsay Fry from WITN. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you, lovely Lindsay.
Thank you.
And baseball today, it's still up in the air. We're not sure. You'll have to check the internet and see whether they're going to play or not. The Pirates are supposed to host Old Dominion this afternoon.
Yep.
5 o'clock first pitch. But the rain, still steady rain right now. And it's supposed to move out after lunch sometime, but we could even get some thunder after lunch. So it's warm, 65 degrees the expected high today, and right now the weather is...
It will be...
Still 61 degrees right now.
It'll be something if this game again gets canceled, as it was last week in Norfolk, because of the rain. You know, same team, same situation. And it just amazes me how many games that Billy Godwin's had to deal with this season he's had to cancel and reschedule due to rain.
Well,
I've never seen anything like it.
Early season's kind of expected. Kind of comes and goes. Congratulations to East Carolina women's basketball coach Heather Macy, who has been named the Conference USA Coach of the Year. Boy, if she didn't get that, that would have been a scandal.
I agree.
She has had one heck of a year. How many? They won 21.
21-8 overall.
21-8, and they were picked to finish 11th.
11. Number two seed in the Conference USA tournament. Yeah. So that says a lot for her. Congratulations.
And the Conference USA tournament starts tomorrow for the men.
They play Thursday.
Maurice Kemp was named All-Conference first team yesterday. That was a no-brainer. He averaged 18.4 points a game, 7 rebounds. Pretty amazing. He ended up second in the conference in scoring, though. He led the conference most of the year. All right, 7 minutes after, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone, and Leon is there this morning. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good to hear from you on a rainy Tuesday morning. How you doing, sir?
It's wonderful. Isn't it beautiful? All this wonderful rain, getting ready for our crops to be planted.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, and then the sun's going to come out tomorrow, so we'll have some good weather behind it. Maybe we'll have the early spring that the groundhog predicted.
Well, that's good. That'll be a good thing. But I do want to say to McGee, before I make this comment, McGee, thank you so much, because on one of the previous programs you mentioned something about cheap gasoline. And ever since then, I've been buying gas, and I've been as high as 35 cents off on the gallon because of you. Thank you, sir.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome.
What was your tip on that? I didn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. He's mentioned that there was a gas, one of the Hess gas stations was having gas at a cheap price, and it just made me start looking around for prices of gas that were cheap because of
I got
point.
You. Yeah.
You know.
By the way, I was coming back from the coast on Sunday, and I paid $3.67 a gallon, so it's definitely going down.
Yeah, and I tell you, Lynn, the first time you start looking for cheaper gas, you'll continue to do it. Do it one time, and you'll find yourself continuing to look for cheaper gas.
So don't you burn up a lot of gas, though, looking for cheap gas?
Not if you figure out where it is, though.
No, because as we speak, I'm on $2.64, and I'm on my way to get 20 cents off on a gallon of gas.
Good for you.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good
so
for you.
So anyway, what I want to say is that I'm concerned about the Republican Party on how they are communicating with the black community. There seems to be a lack of communication. And because of that, many blacks don't realize that the Republican Party has a history of being an inclusive party and standing up for the rights of blacks. And I think that
people forget, Leon, that Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Exactly. But see, the thing of it is, because people forget, it's incumbent upon the leadership to go out there and keep reminding people. You have to use the same tactics that the Democrats use. You say it over and over and over and over again. However, that being said, the Republican Party and conservatives need to start advertising and making their cases known on black radio stations. There are three different black radio stations right here in our community, and I listen to them all, and I don't hear anything from the other side.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. The only one that gives an objective view is the Henry Hinton Show. I'm not just saying that just to be saying it to make points with you, because I'm not trying to make points to anybody. The facts are the facts. And I do believe that people like the president of the NAACP should be challenged to come on your broadcast and field phone calls from black Americans so he can understand there are black people out there that have common sense.
I would love to do that. I don't think he'd ever do it, but...
Well, that's okay, but you don't know until you try.
Right.
And then you can say, you know, maybe you can say to him, listen, I have blacks that call my radio show wonder why you don't come on and address them.
Yeah. That's a great point. Help me get him to come on. I'll invite him.
Well, I don't personally want to speak to him, you know, face to face, because I don't like the way they use NAACP to push the agenda of the Democratic Party. Because years ago, when I was affiliated with NAACP, back in the days where in New York, a lot of people don't realize this, but in New York in the 80s, we marched in East Meadow, and we had white holding a watermelon and calling us the N-word and all kinds of crazy things, you know, and that's in the 80s. And that's in, you would never think it's in New York.
No.
But you got to, you know, yes, sir, you wouldn't believe it. I'll tell you, it's the truth. We did it. My children did it with me. But anyway, if you can get hold of this guy, I mean, and people like him, I'd be more than happy to call in and ask him some challenging questions.
Okay. Well, I'll work on that.
Thank you, Tyler.
Good to hear from you, Leon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 561-8255 if you want to follow up to that. 561-8255. You know, another thing that's happening in the media right now that we hadn't talked about this morning. We talked about the governor yesterday going to Manteo. But this policy memo that came out that had a stated mission of eviscerating and attacking Governor McCrory and other Republican leaders in Raleigh. I mean, it's clearly, they're clearly doing it. There's, I'm Facebook friends with some of the folks that actually run some of the liberal organizations in Raleigh. And if you, they're just totally unobjective. It's like if Pat McCrory has a ham sandwich for lunch and it gets in the media somehow, they've got to make some comment about it. I mean, they really are out to get the guy. And there's no doubt about it. And here, you know, it's like after the big announcement on Thursday of MetLife coming to North Carolina and moving their headquarters from New York City to Cary and Charlotte and bringing 2,600 jobs to North Carolina, they continue to try to use their words, eviscerate the governor. And you know, I hate to say it, but WREL television is a part of it. WREL TV, WREL.com has another story this morning about what did the governor know about these incentives that MetLife got, and when did he know it? I mean, is there a scandal here? You're talking about MetLife coming to North Carolina with bringing 2,600 jobs? This package was put together and put in front of MetLife by the Purdue administration. But late in the game, the law firm that Pat McCrory worked for in Charlotte, Moore and Van Allen, got involved in the deal, and they were hired by MetLife. And so the thinly disguised insinuation here is that somehow the governor used his influence through Moore and Van Allen to help Moore and Van Allen to, you know, the law firm to get a piece of the deal. and that the governor was a part of that somehow. And so WREL has gone after. So the governor, yeah, and they've even accused him of not answering questions about slipping out the back door and all that. So yesterday the governor called WREL television and said, bring your cameras over here and sit down. Let's talk about it. Which is the way McCrory is. He's like, you know, I'm not hiding anything. And so he says, my first direct involvement with the company was just the day or two before the announcement that MetLife was coming, and I called the CEO and congratulated him and thanked him for coming to North Carolina. And they're still looking for a scandal in that. So I really believe that the fix is on, no matter what McCrory does, that the liberal media, and, you know, WREL television has to be careful. They have to be careful. Now we know that Jim Goodman, the owner of WREL Television, is behind some of these liberal groups. They have to be careful in the way they report this. That's a very credible, big-time news operation that's on the verge of losing its credibility, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones, and Archie is standing by 561. Oh, Sabrina? Sorry, we lost Archie. Let's go to Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good.
I was calling about the comments that Leon made. He's right. I'm a Republican. I've always voted Republican. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of the black community and the Hispanic community look at Republicans and conservatives as being the people with their noses in the air, the people that look down on the black community and the conservative community. We've got to find a way to get more involved with the black community and get our message out. It's just not working. What we've done in the past has proven to not work. We're losing those votes because we're not sending our people out to talk with them and get on their radio stations and get on their networks and say, look, we're working for you. We're not working for, you know, the rich people. We're working for the middle class. Everyone that I have ever spoken with, and I try my best to spread the word. Everyone that I've spoken with says, well, they're all about the rich people. No, we're not. I mean, everything Obama is doing in office right now is going to destroy the middle class.
That's true.
And they don't understand it. And if the Republicans can just find some way to get the message out, spend time with the black communities, talk to them and say, we are here for your better interest. We are here for the interest of the middle class and not the rich people. I think, you know, the tables would turn.
That's the discussion, I think, that's going on in boardrooms around the country with Republican Party leaders everywhere is, you know, what is the new strategy for the Republican Party? Now, North Carolina, Republican Party's doing really well right now for the first time ever, kind of controlling right. The state. But at the national level, it's a different story. And, you know, we're not just talking about black community, Sabrina. We're talking about Hispanic community.
Exactly.
Marco Rubio, I think
he's a fantastic way to get into the Hispanic community. But he has got to get on the level of the middle class. He's got to get... You know, he's got to make them understand that just because you're voting Democrat does not mean that it's your best interest. They have been, I hate to use this word because it's been thrown out so much lately, brainwashed to think that, oh, we have to vote Democrat because they just don't know any better.
Well, you got two theories. You got a theory that no matter what you would do as a Republican, that they would that there are some people in the Democratic Party, no matter what their color is, that they just have no interest in hearing that message.
Exactly.
And you know, I happen to know a lot of, you know, it's like Leon, you know, is a black guy, and I don't know whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, but you know, he's a guy that's open minded and cerebral enough to think through the issues and think for himself rather than be told what the issues are and how he's supposed to think. And so
exactly. That
goes for both sides of the aisle, by the way.
Exactly.
But you know, we've just the country has slowly moved down this continuum from the Martin Luther King days to today, where you know, the overwhelming majority of the black community thinks that the Republicans are out to get them, and they're all these group, Jesse Jackson's group, Al Sharpton, all that crowd, they have made a living perpetuating that thought.
Yeah, they have made a living perpetuating the give me, you owe me.
Well, and not just that, but the idea that Republicans are bad people and out to get black people.
Yeah,
they've made a living off that, and so
I've had a lot of luck. I mean, I was not a very political person until the last couple of years. I will be very upfront and tell you that I was for Obama the first 4 years. I was like, okay, fantastic. We've got somebody in here. He's talking about change. Let's see what he's got. Let's hope that he pulls out everything that he's saying he wants to pull out. Well, after that first 4 years, I was an absolute disgust.
So you're a member of the Fool Me Once group.
Yes, exactly. Fool me once, but
right.
I'm a Republican. I am the type of person that I'm not just going to go into the voter booth and say I'm a Republican. I'm going to vote all Republican.
Right.
I vote on the issues, and
yeah.
if this person, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, I don't care what you are, if you speak to me on my level and tell me that you're going to make the changes that I feel need to be made, and I'm going to vote for you.
Right. Okay,
well,
Sabrina. Great, great call. We got some other folks holding. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Let's sneak Archie in. He's back, and then we got to get our news headlines in. Archie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hope you are.
I'm doing just fine. I'm a Republican. I didn't vote for Obama, and I didn't vote for him the second time or the first time. My comment is this. Okay, they're talking about this. I'm not originally born and raised here in North Carolina. I'm originally from Florida. I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. And in my state, they had the same issue with the voter ID situation. There's still a lot of it still going on down there, too. But I say, if you're going to vote, have an ID. I mean, to me, you've got to have an ID for everything else. Why not have an ID for this? This is my question.
This is the lamest item that I think is out there. The idea that somehow that the Republicans are going to benefit from this is absurd. Mm-hmm. Number one, and number two, it's just a common sense measure to avoid voter fraud. And of course, all the Democrats and the Democratic leaders are screaming, there is no voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. There's no way you can vote twice and all this stuff. Yet after every election, it's proven that people have done it. I mean, there was the video that came out of Pennsylvania in that congressional race this past year where, that you had this consultant telling the son of a sitting congressman in Pennsylvania, I can guarantee you 1,000 votes. And they were going to pull up records of dead people and have them vote and all that. I mean, don't even tell me that voter fraud doesn't exist. It just makes too much sense. Look, why do you have to use your ID to get food stamps to avoid food stamp fraud? Why do you have to use your ID to get on an airplane to avoid fraud so people will know that it's you and not a terrorist? There are reasons why the IDs exist and why you're required to use them. Why in the world would we not require somebody to use an ID when they vote?
That is correct. I agree with you 100%. But, I have to make one more comment. North Carolina is a beautiful state, okay, and it's got some beautiful people in it, Republican and Democrat, black and white. They both have beautiful people. And what I'm saying is North Carolina needs to really think and toughen their laws up better in this state for most people in this state. And I'm just saying, if you got, you've got to vote, I don't see any harm in showing an ID or a driver's license to say, okay, this is where I live, this is who I am, I'm an American
citizen. No
doubt.
Archie, thanks. We got to move. Thank you. I appreciate
your
call. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The phone call. And by the way, that big public hearing on voter ID today in Raleigh. It's going to be it could be an all-nighter. They're going to start it at 3:00 this afternoon in the legislative building. And from what we are already over 50 people have signed up to speak. And they're going to allow other people to speak as long as you get to the legislature this afternoon. They're expecting an overflow crowd. Those that did not make the sign-up list, if you get there, I'm told if you get there by 3 o'clock this afternoon, the forum actually begins at 4. The meeting starts at 4. If you get there by 3 o'clock, you may be allowed to speak, and you may get in line, but it might be 9 o'clock tonight before you speak. So that's going to be, we'll be talking about that in the news tomorrow. All right, 24 after. Running late, Lindsay. Sorry, let's get some news headlines in. Lindsay is here. Lindsay Fry with our WITN News Update. Let's go to the news desk. Good morning, Lindsay.
All right. Good morning, Henry. Good morning, everyone. Well, we have some breaking news this morning. Officials say 5 American service members have been killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. A statement issued this morning from the NATO Military Coalition says the helicopter crashed on Monday in an area where there was no enemy activity. The cause of that crash is still under investigation. Also on Monday, 2 U.S. troops were killed in an inside attack in Afghanistan. In other news this morning, a wildfire is still burning in the Croatan National Forest, though crews there say that they have made progress in putting it out. Incident Commander James Cherry told us last night that there's nearly 65% of that fire is contained. He says as of 8 p.m. last night, around 533 acres have burned, and crews have been battling that fire since 9 p.m. on Sunday. Fire crews say people are to blame for this fire. It started along a trail on Old Pringle Road along Highway 24 and spread quickly. Crews say by the time it's 100% contained, about 1,000 acres will have burned. A traffic stop lands 4 people in jail facing drug charges. Williamston police say the vehicle was stopped on West Pine Street around 1:30 Thursday afternoon. Inside, they found a stolen .22 caliber revolver, an undisclosed amount of marijuana, and narcotic packaging materials. We're told DeAndre Stokes, Quintara Smallwood, Shaquille Barnes, and Devontae Barnes were arrested with a combined $260,000 bond. A Camp Lejeune reporter recently released an article saying a sweep on March 3rd put some Marines in handcuffs. The article says local police and Lejeune investigators worked together in a health and comfort check of nearly 200 personal vehicles and 96 barracks. Officers say they found narcotics, alcohol, and weapons stashed by Marines. The article did not say how many were charged. Well, that's your WITN News update. Henry, back over to you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate that. Let's check our weather update now. All of the weather and news update this morning brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. You got a heavy rain this morning. Showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder developing for the afternoon hours, and thunder is possible. High around 65 degrees. Rainfall could reach an inch today. Tonight we're looking for partly cloudy skies and a low temperature tonight, of 41 degrees. Tomorrow the sun will come back out, which is a good thing, and we're looking for temperatures tomorrow to be back up around 59, maybe 60 degrees, and that is going to be a much better day. And then finally, all of this stuff gets out of here, and we end up with some sunshine for the rest of the week, sunshine and 53 or so on Thursday, and then back up into the 60s by the weekend. It's going to be pretty nice weather. So that is the temperature right now. That's the weather and the temperature right now, 61 degrees already. It's been 61 all morning, and again, going up to about 65 today. That's our weather update. Brought to you this hour by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. Homer Tire, I mentioned this yesterday, they need homes to sell. Now, if you are thinking about selling your home, I would highly suggest that you call Homer Tire. You know the number, 758-HOME. They've sold so many homes since January 1st, they're low on inventory. Now, this hasn't happened that often with Homer. He has so many people listening with him, but when he sells them as fast as he does, sometimes they run out of homes to sell. So they need your home. If you've got a home on the market, you might want to call Homer Tire right now, 758-4663. That's 758-HOME. Listen to this. They've already sold 48 homes this year, this calendar year, since January 1st, and it's only the second full week of March. They're on track to break previous first quarter records, and they're on pace to have a record-setting year, which is unbelievable considering the amount of homes that they sold last year. And this is why they're the top real estate selling team in Pitt County, and this is why you need to list your home with them. They need your home right now. Call Homer at 758-HOME, and remember the deal, which is why people list with Homer. Not only all the great things that he does to bring prospects to your door, which is why they sell so many homes, but in addition to that, if he doesn't sell it by the deadline of the price that you need, Homer will buy the home from you guaranteed. Homer Tire. And as always, you can fire him at any time and pay him nothing. Call him, 758-HOME at 758-4663, or you can visit him online at GuaranteedSellNC.com. Call Homer. He needs your home. He needs some homes listed right now. They're low on inventory because of all the homes they've sold. All right, let's take a break. Cypress Landing's about to have their annual Military Appreciation Day. One of the neat things they do every year. We're going to talk to some friends from over in Beaufort County at Cypress Landing next. Be right back. Parents, if you want to make sure this is the best school year yet, you should enroll your child now at Sylvan. Sylvan is a proven program. Sylvan guarantees progress with your child and can take the pressure off you. Here's Leslie, who has a child at Sylvan.
My son had problems with reading comprehension. We wanted to focus on helping with his math skills as well, is scoring A's and B's when he was doing C's and D's. And Sylvan has absolutely been the thing that has helped him progress to the level he needs to be in school.
Sounds like Sylvan has been the answer for your son, Leslie. Would you recommend Sylvan?
I would definitely recommend Sylvan to other people. His grades have been wonderful. When he was scoring 50s and 60s on reading comprehension, he's now in 85, 95, and sometimes 100. So it's been a remarkable thing for him.
Sylvan has locations in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Greenville. It's Glenn Beck, and I feel your pain. I've just sold my home. It took me about a year and a half, but I don't have the top realtor right in my backyard that you do that could guarantee to sell my home at a price and a deadline that I agreed to, or he'd buy it. Homer Tire is the guy I'm talking about. I've personally met with Homer, and I can tell you his marketing plan is in a whole different league than the average agent. He spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which means selling homes fast and for the most money. Plus, if you're not happy, Homer is going to let you out of your contract. But don't worry, you won't, because Homer outsells every agent in Greenville. Pick up the phone and call Homer today. The number is 758-HOME. 758-HOME. That's 758-HOME. Or go to GuaranteedSellNC.com. That's GuaranteedSellNC.com. And start packing.
Relaxing never looks so good. Greenville Pool and Supply Company has the largest selection of in-ground pools in North Carolina. Vinyl, fiberglass, concrete, family-run Uniwall, and above-ground pools. Chemicals, service, and free water analysis. Visit our 5,000-square-foot showroom and our all-new concept room. Drive a little and save a lot. In-ground pools starting at $14,999. We're located on Charles Boulevard, just south of Fire Tower Road. Come see us today. Greenville Pool and Supply.
Life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. The same is true with financial planning. Hi, I'm Tommy Pate with the Drones Group in Aiden, and I believe you don't find financial security. You plan and create it by setting goals with reasonable expectations and direction. Each financial plan is a journey and should be carefully planned based on where you want to be in 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years and what kind of legacy you want to leave behind. Let's get started and create your financial journey. Give me a call, Tommy Pate, 746-6785.
Okay, welcome back. Springtime is here, and golf is coming back. And tell you what, we got some great golf courses in Eastern North Carolina. And I talk about this every year about this time because, you know, we didn't used to have good golf courses in Eastern North Carolina. And all of a sudden, about 10, 15 years ago, courses started popping up. Now we got some of the best golf in the world here. And one of the prettiest courses and nicest courses, I think, east of Raleigh is Cypress Landing in Chocowinity. I got a couple of friends here from Cypress Landing right now. We got the head golf professional here, Peg Bodie. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Good to see you. How you? Everything good at Cypress Landing?
Everything's great at Cypress Landing.
And one of the residents down at the Cypress Landing, Dale Fink, is here. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You guys have a big event coming up I want to talk about, the Military Appreciation Day. Let's get to that. But before that, tell me what's happening at Cypress Landing, because I went down and played last year. You guys rebuilt your greens, and
we did.
And you made a great golf course even better. You really did.
Absolutely, and I think one of the misnomers is that Cypress Landing is a private golf course. Anybody can come play Cypress Landing. We have a winter rate right now of $30, right through March.
Very nice.
And it's in pretty good shape, except for the rain today.
Yeah,
we don't like rain won't be a good in the day. Golf industry.
We've had lots of rain, but the course is really looking good.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. What's the par three that goes down to the water?
That'd be number 15.
15.
That's the signature hole.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I mean, that's about as pretty a golf hole as you'll find anywhere.
Looks right over Chocowinity Bay.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. But I mean, that's just one of the pretty holes on Cypress Lane. And it's a challenging golf course, but it's a good golf course for average golfers to play, Dale. I don't know about you, but I'm an average golfer.
I'm an average golfer also.
I can par the holes out there if I'm playing well.
Well, you're better than I am.
I didn't say all of them. I meant some of them. But I mean, that's what makes it fun, because it's a beautiful course, and it's challenging, but it's not, you know, it's not overbearing either, like some unnamed courses I'll mention.
I wouldn't do that, Henry.
No.
Some golf courses are just too hard for me to go on, and I just stay off of them.
And we have a new tee, in case you know, we have a teal tee now, which is about 3,000 yards, 3,600 yards, and it's...
Is that a seniors?
It's for people that don't hit the ball quite as far as they used to.
Yeah.
You know, in an effort to try and keep golfers golfing, a lot of golf courses have gone to kind of what you'll call an executive tee, and it's been very popular.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you're here today to talk about Military Appreciation Day. This is something you guys started, what, about 3 years ago?
This is our fifth.
Is it five, really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Military Appreciation Day.
Yeah, and it's something you do every year. Tell us about it, Dale's coming up at Cypress Landing.
Well, as we said, it's our fifth Military Appreciation Day, and this is where we invite active duty troops from around the area, the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, Coast Guard, National Guard, invite the active duty military to come down to Cypress Landing and enjoy a day of golf and just fun. And the servicemen and women who play have had a great time. It's funded by the residents. It's and the Cypress Landing Golf Club members and the local merchants in Chocowinity, Greenville, and Washington. Mm-hmm. And the troops that come down, they really have a great time. And the community, they have flags out showing their appreciation for the military service. They're out there cheering the people on. And the troops really love it. They just have a great time.
This has been a big event over there for a while. And you have good participation, Peggy.
You get a
lot of the military bases show up for this thing.
They do. We'll bring in 90 soldiers, male and female.
Yeah.
To the course, and what happens is that we'll have Cypress Landing golfers sponsor them. So we'll have 30 sponsors play with these 90 individuals. So we'll put out 30 courses.
So different residents and people that play, mm-hmm. Members of Brook at Cypress Landing actually play with the military guys?
Yes, they do. So yeah. There'll be one Cypress Landing resident and three soldiers playing.
That's
in
awesome.
Just a real fun scramble format.
Captain's choice. Mm-hmm. You know.
Do you try to put different branches of military together, or how does that work? Or
we did that one year, and it was kind of difficult to do.
I'll bet. Were they arguing all the way around?
No.
They were trying to see who hit the ball the best.
Yeah.
Very competitive. Very, very,
they are very competitive.
The Marine guy wanted to outdrive the Army guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's interesting because we do have prizes for the guys, too. We have first, second, and third place. So it's not only a day of fun, but they also get to go home with you know, a great memory and some great prizes from the course.
Yes, that's great. When's it coming up?
It is on April the 27th.
All right. And now, do you invite other people to come out and watch or not? Is it kind of a closed thing? I know you probably can't get but so many folks on the course, right?
Well, you know, before the tournament begins, it's a 10 o'clock shotgun.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of our community show up and also people from Washington. But, you know, anybody that's out there that wants to come over and say thank you, yeah. we welcome you to come and, right. and join us before the tournament.
Do you have
the,
a little ceremony beforehand that I remember last year?
We have an opening ceremony and before the shotgun start and after the tournament is over with, we have a closing ceremony and prizes are awarded.
Yeah.
Now, all the money, all the contributions, everything over the expenses are all contributed to the locally to support our Wounded Warriors program.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So anybody that's out there listening that would like to donate in any shape or form, we are more than willing to accept that donation.
So you're looking for sponsors right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you said it's April 12th?
April 27th.
27th.
Saturday.
Saturday, April 27th. All right, it's the annual Military Appreciation Day at Cypress Landing. When you guys started this, I don't know of anything like it around. It's a really neat
idea. I don't think there's any golf course that I know of locally that does a Military Appreciation Day.
Yeah. How did it come about? You got some former military guys there at Cypress that wanted to start it, maybe?
Well, it was just a way to try and show appreciation for the troops, especially a lot of the troops are just returning. At the time we started from Iraq, now they're returning back from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a way to show our appreciation for their service.
Right.
And, I don't know whether the residents and the people at the golf club or the merchants get as much out of it as the guys that come and play golf.
Sure.
Because they really seem to have a good time, and they're very impressed with the support from the local community that are out there supporting them on while they're
playing. They get to play a beautiful golf course, too.
And it's really just Cypress Landing's way of saying thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's a great idea. We appreciate you guys doing that. That's a nice thing to do.
I've got to put a little plug in here.
Sure.
We have Dickie's Chicken and Barbecue that is doing our meal after the event, totally at their expense. Hardee's provides our breakfast. Anybody else that would like to donate to the event is more than willing to.
Call you at the club?
Give me a call at the club at 946-7788.
All right, Cypress Landing and Military Appreciation Day. What else is going on over there? What's the cost to join these days?
It is for you. right now,
double for me.
Right now, you can join Cypress Lane with no initiation fee.
Oh, very nice.
What we would like to do is...
By the way, that was what you call a softball?
We're gonna
that was
give
a
you
softball to business. That'll be at least worth one free round.
You know, maybe I'm in the wrong business. But you can join for 6 months for half dues, which now is about $108.
That's great.
But we ask you to commit for another year following that.
Okay. And, boy, it is a beautiful golf course. I'll tell you that. If you've never played Cypress Landing, you owe it to yourself. And, it was never in better shape than it was after your greens came in last year.
They're awesome. They're awesome.
What do you call those greens?
Those are mini Verde.
Mini Verde greens.
Right.
I've been a big fan of the bent greens because they tore the bent greens up at my club and they put these in, and I was like, oh man, you can't take those bent greens out.
You know that all the courses in the area have gone to a mini Verde or a champion.
It's
a Bermuda grass.
I played a few holes Sunday afternoon on the new greens and they're better than the old. I mean, it's just they are beautiful.
You only have time to play on the weekends, we do now have a special weekend promotion that we've just come out with. For the rest of the year, from April right through December, you can play every single weekend if you like for $945.
Pretty good deal.
If
you're playing every weekend, that's probably worth it.
It is.
Give us a call.
Come on down and play. Yeah, no kidding.
We are open to the public.
If you'd like to come out during the Military Appreciation Day, we'd love to have you.
Oh, please do. These guys love it when they see the fans there. And we have our military flag pins on every hole.
That's neat.
We have our members come out, and they tend the flags on every single hole during this tournament.
I bet it's a real neat community effort. It sounds like it is.
People are flying their flags. They have them in their front yards. They have them all. The houses that are adjacent to the golf.
So you got the Marine, the Army, and the Navy flags.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got the American flags out there, and people are out there cheering.
Oh, that's great.
It's really, the community really supports it well.
Well, thank you guys for doing this.
You're welcome.
I'll mention it again as we get closer. If somebody out there wants to help with the Military Appreciation Day and wants to be a sponsor, call Peg at the golf shop there at Cypress Landing. Good to see you both, Peg.
Hey.
Peg Bodie, the golf pro at Cypress Landing, and Dale Fink, who is one of the folks helping with Military Appreciation Day, one of the residents at Cypress Landing. Good to see you both.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming over this morning in the rain. Be careful out there.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Jim Clement from the Clement Company is in the studio with me again. Jim, great to see you. And I hear you got some big news for us today.
That's right, Henry. We are proud to announce that the Clement Companies is now a part of the Town Insurance family.
Town Insurance. Tell us about that.
Town Insurance is an organization that's based out of Virginia. It's an affiliate of Town Bank, and they are a large insurance operation that has now taken us on and allow us to continue to grow and expand our business here in North Carolina.
So, Jim, what changes? What does this mean for you and for your clients?
First of all, for our clients, the Clement Company's name does not change. We're going to be a division of Town Insurance operating as the Clement Companies. Our friendly staff stays. Our hours of operations do not change. The reason we did this with Town Insurance now is so that we can continue to grow and expand our business, but we have added resources of a larger organization.
Congratulations. Sounds like a great deal for everybody.
Thanks, Henry. It is a great move for everyone involved.
The Clement Companies, still insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
Use vehicle 740 Beacon with approved credit terms and down payment. Make our offers not combined while supplies last. See dealer for details.
The Credit Doctor is celebrating Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale with $30 down prescriptions. The Credit Doctor wants everyone to drive a Bobby Murray Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Regardless of your past, everyone rides. Regardless of your credit. Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale means all you need is $30 down. That's just $30 down. Cars you could drive home in today from $3,000. Choking on your trade? The Credit Doctor will also give you a booster shot. Up to $6,000 more than it's worth towards the purchase of a Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Come to Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary $30 down sale on now. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats in Bobby Murray.
Scotty McCreery, country music star.
There's just something about the taste of Bojangles chicken. It's hard to describe, other than to say it's really good. It's just the perfect amount of something, seasoning, I guess, that makes me get a craving, and I have to have it. I've been singing on stage and thought to myself, it's bow time, right in the middle of a song. I finished that concert and then headed straight to Bojangles. When it's bow time, it's bow time.
Hurry to Bojangles and get a Cajun filet biscuit combo for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Now just $4.49. Bojangles, it's bow time.
At Brown & Wood Mazda, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Mazdas anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Compacts, midsize, crossovers, and sports cars. The Mazda 3, 6, 5, 6, 9, and the all-new 2014 Mazda 6. We've got the most convenient service backed by all Mazda certified technicians. Hundreds of pre-owned vehicles and competitive pricing. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at the new Brown & Wood Mazda.
.46 Talk of the Town brought to you by TAB Premium Homes this morning. Our friend Andy Bayless and our friends at TAB Premium Homes. If you missed them at Home Fest last weekend, you can still visit their 2,600 square foot showroom, and they can show you how they can build you a beautiful home in Eastern North Carolina. They've been building homes around Eastern North Carolina since 91, and of course they won the Greenville Home Builders Parade of Homes last year. They just won the Best of Who's Award, which is a national award. Andy and his crowd that have been building some of the top homes in Eastern North Carolina now for many years. You know, they built Nicholas Sparks house in Newbern, and they built Curtis Strange's home, but not just those big celebrity style homes. They'll build you a home too, and in fact, if you'll choose one of those Southern Living house plans, they will take $2,000 off the price. I mean, it's worth it. They'll give you the house plans for free, which is worth $2,000. And that's the way that works. So contact TAB Premium Built Homes. It's TABPremiumBuiltHomes.com online. You can go on there. If you you may have seen them at the home show. They were running the video tour of Nicholas Sparks' home. But if you missed it, you can see it online. It's on their website, TABPremiumBuiltHomes.com. All right, let's check some sports headlines. this morning. We've got sports in here this morning. McGee had to take off for a meeting, but I want to congratulate East Carolina women's head basketball coach Heather Macy. Heather was named the Conference USA Coach of the Year yesterday in just her third season. Macy led the Pirates so far to a 21-8 overall record, number two seed in this week's Conference USA tournament. It's the highest ever seeding for the women's program at ECU, and probably men too for that matter. Pirates opened the tournament on Thursday against the winner of the Memphis and Southern Miss game, which is going to be played tomorrow. East Carolina men news, senior Maurice Kemp named first-team All-Conference USA, and a fellow senior Miguel Paul received second-team All-Conference honors yesterday. Kemp, who finished the year second in scoring in Conference USA, is the first player in ECU history to be named first-team All-Conference USA and the first ECU player to be named All-Conference since Raphael Edwards did it back in the old CAA days back in 1998. Miguel Paul's the first Pirate to be selected All-Conference USA in multiple seasons. ECU opens the 2013 Conference USA tournament against Tulsa in Tulsa Thursday night. At this says 9:30. I have to check the time on that. I think it's 8:30 Eastern time. Is that right? Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it is 9:30 and it's 8:30 Central time. Number one Gonzaga beat St. Mary's 65-61 to win in the West Coast Conference tournament last night. So the number one Gonzos continue to win. There are already several teams that have already received automatic bids to March Madness: Creighton, Liberty, Florida Gulf Coast, Harvard, Belmont, and Gonzaga already in for the tournament. And weather permitting today, East Carolina baseball here in town. They've got Old Dominion in a non-conference matchup at 5 o'clock at Clark LeClaire Stadium. Pirates moved to 9-5. After the series win over Monmouth last weekend, the Monarchs are 8-5. First pitch set for 5 p.m. today again. You might want to check ecupirates.com later today to make sure that game is still on because the weather is iffy. And David Garrard back in the NFL. Our friend David finalized a contract yesterday with the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, David Garrard. Going to be the guy that they brought in to push Mark Sanchez for the starting job at the New York Giants. You know, who knows? New York Jets. He won the starting job in Miami last year before he got hurt right before the season started. So maybe, just maybe, David Garrard, you see him out there playing in a Jets uniform this year. That would be neat. And an investigation into sports agents by the North Carolina Secretary of State's office has found that a Georgia man sent cash. Here's the cash bomb that we've been waiting for in the North Carolina Tar Heel football scandal. There was money actually sent to former Tar Heel football player Marvin Austin and other student athletes nationwide, and money also sent to Jennifer Wiley, who you might remember was the controversial tutor involved in the Carolina affair. Terry Watson of the Watson Sports Agent in Agency in Marietta, Georgia, has been the man identified, and in one instance, he sent $2,000 in cash, allegedly, to Marvin Austin. Records also confirmed that packages were sent to an address belonging to Jennifer Wiley, the tutor named for providing extra help to student athletes between January 2009 and January 2010. So maybe we finally have the answer to why did the tutor pay for the parking tickets on campus, because the money came from a sports agent. That's the other shoe we've been waiting to drop in this thing. Boy, is this thing ever going to end? It's just gotten uglier and uglier and uglier over there in Chapel Hill, and it just doesn't seem to ever be any end in sight in it. That's our sports update. Sports brought to you by Suddenlink this morning. Suddenlink keeps on bringing the best in high-definition sports with March Madness coming. They're going to have games on TNT, CBS, TBS, True TV, and you don't have to miss a second of any of the NCAA March Madness if you've got Suddenlink and Suddenlink to go. With Suddenlink, you won't miss a moment of the action, whether you're on your couch, at the office, in the classroom, out of town. You can watch games on TBS, TNT, True TV on your computer, laptop, iPad, or iPhone. Go to home.suddenlink.net/basketball to log in. Stay logged in as early as tomorrow, with some of the games that Suddenlink will have on these different channels. You can also download the NCAA March Madness app on your smartphone or tablet and log in with your Suddenlink username and password. Suddenlink giving you March Madness like you've never had it before this year. Just one more way you can experience the Suddenlink difference. Visit Suddenlink.com today at www.suddenlink.com. All right, let's go to break. We'll come back. More Talk of the Town on Tuesday, March the 12th, after this.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Hello, this is Lydia Morgan, CEO of Morgan Printers in Greenville. Since 1958, we have been the full-service printing company of choice in Eastern North Carolina for businesses, universities, and medical communities. Unlike some of our competitors, Morgan Printers provides complete in-house manufacturing with full-service digital and offset presses. So regardless of the complexity or size of your job, we can ensure the quality control and project turnaround your business needs. 1-800-962-1972 for a free consultation and estimate, or go to morganprinters.com.
Hi, this is David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. It seems like there's a light version of everything today. Light beer, light hot dogs, even light ice cream. Well, here's a new one we notice more and more every day, light insurance. Here's what we mean. Some of these out-of-town 800 direct insurance companies promise big savings on your premium. The way they do this is by taking out several provisions which reduce their claims risk and provide you less protection. So if you want insurance you can trust, call a local agent, someone right here in town. Someone that can help you if you have a claim by working with the most reputable repair companies in the area. Repair companies like Interstate Glass. Be sure to buy the right policy, not the right policy. Call Interstate Glass first at 855-WOW-GLASS.
Interstate Glass. The difference is clear.
Hi, this is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. We are excited to announce that 15-year mortgage veteran Joanne Weir has joined our team at D&J Gateway Mortgage. Joanne is a Pitt County native and is a seasoned mortgage lender in the Greenville area.
I'm Joanne Weir, and I'm so excited to be joining Talbot and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. I now have the ability to work with several new loan programs that I've never been able to offer before. I want to thank all of my clients that I have worked with over the past 15 years and invite all of you, as well as those who have not worked with me, to give me a call at 252-565-4379.
30-year fixed interest rates are still at historical lows. Call Talbot Green, Joanne Weir, Katie Strickland, or Jeff Tant at D&J Gateway Mortgage and ask how we can get you a low interest rate with limited money down and closing costs. 252-565-4377. That's 252-565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Still got a light rain out there, and I'm just checking my weather app on my new Samsung Note 2 telephone. By the way, my other phone was in such bad shape, it actually crumbled in my hands as I was handing it back to the guy. My friend Harold Real Wireless, and he had some of his folks working with me. It was all cracked up, Andrea. I mean, literally, I think I got there just in time to get a new phone. I got every ounce out of that old phone, but I got my Note 2 here. And I got a text from a good friend of mine who's one of my Carolina friends who took offense at my comments about the other shoe dropping. Said they already knew that there was money changed hands. Why was the other shoe drop? I thought this was, am I right? This is the first confirmation we've had that there was actually money exchange. Maybe I'm wrong. My weather app, by the way, says the light rain will continue all through the about 4 o'clock hour. And then at about 5 o'clock, it'll finally clear up and it'll drop down to about a 40% chance of rain and just be cloudy. And we're looking for sunshine tomorrow. But, Michael, as you and I drive over to the DPAC tonight to see the Beatles group do the Rain performance, it's apropos, isn't it, that the name of the show is Rain today? It should be cleared up. By the way, Ashley Willard sent me this. He says, I was elected one of 15 presidential electors for North Carolina on December 17th this past year. Since Romney carried North Carolina, I had the honor to cast my electoral vote for the Romney-Ryan ticket. The Electoral College was held in the House Chamber at the old State Capitol building in Raleigh. When I was going in, I was asked to show my ID. Of course, I left it in my car, which I'd parked in front of the legislative building. I couldn't get in without my ID. So I had to walk all the way back to my car, get the ID. I found it ironic that I had to show my ID to cast my electoral vote, but you don't have to show it to vote on election day.
I think he was disenfranchised.
He was disenfranchised.
Yeah, I think so.
So the moral of the story, cast an electoral vote, show your voter ID to enter, head to the polls to vote, no voter ID. So there you go. All right, Doug Raymond will be in for me tomorrow because I'm going to see this tonight right here. Crank it up, Michael. Michael and I both are going to see the Broadway show Rain tonight at CPAC. Oh, we only got one channel, so we don't get the audio. But it was worth a try. Everybody have a great Tuesday. Be careful out there in the rain. And we'll see you next time on Talk of the Town. Have a great one, everybody.
103.7 WTIB. Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mountain.